Okay, today's daf is Harya's daf Tes, and we are on Ches Amabes by the Mishnah. So let's pick up the last Mishnah, the last daf here in the second parak of Harya's. As we go into this 2 week and three parak Masechta, all about the Inyanim of Chataos and various types of Chataos, as we discussed back in the first parak, all about the Par Halam Dover Shel Tzibur. This parak gets us into the other Chataos, the Par of the Nasi and the Par of the Kohen Gadol. And then the third parak, as we'll see, with Hashem, gets into related issues, again, relating to everything that we've spoken about and different types of Kohen Gadols, as we will see. And other fascinating inyanim comes up in the third parak of Maseches Harios, in the large dafim there that Brother Shem we will get to. But now today, daf tes, here we go. Says the Mishnah, Ches Amabes, Ein chayavin al shmias kol, v'al bitui svasayim, v'al tumas mikdash v'kadashav. The halacha is that Bezdin is not chayiv on the karbanos that are brought for these three. In other words, the Ola V'Yoreis. We know the end of Parshas Vayikra. We discuss the non-regular chataos that are brought. We have the carbon chatos that's brought for most averus, that you bring a chatos for, that you're chayef karis for, if one did it, b'mezid. And then we have the Ola V'Yoreis, and then we have the carbon asham, all different permutations. Then we have the chatos nasi and the chatos kohen gadol. Good. But the Bezdin said, the Mishnah says here that the Bezdin, when the Bezdin brings a par halam davar shel tzibur, as we discussed at length in the first parak, that is only if it is one of the regular run-of-the-mill averos that you bring a chatas for. But if it's one of the three averos that you bring a chatas olivioreid, right, depending on financial status, shmias kol, that's shvuas eidus, that if somebody swears that they don't know testimony on behalf of someone, and they really do, and they cause a financial loss, shvuas eidus, as we discussed back in Masechah Shvuas, in parak shvuas eidus, or bitus vasayim, the iser of shvuas bitui, an oath of expression that is not needed or not true, shvuas sheker, shvuas bitui, as we discussed that, and knisa lamikdash b'shashu tameh. So any of those, Bezdin is not chayev. Rashi points out here, and again, Rashi is either Rashi or the Rivan, points out that really we know this from yesterday's daf. Yesterday's daf already said, right on Amun Aleph, that we already know that Bezdin is only chayev, ain't Bezdin chayavin, ad she yoru b'davar shesdono karish shegos achatas. We already said that on Ches Amun Aleph, so really this is not telling us any chiddush. But we need it to lead into the second half of the Mishnah. That's why the first line is repeated here. The Hanasi chayotze bohem. And the Nasi, who we will see as the king, the Melech, not what we call the Nasi of the Bezdin, but the king, chayotze bohem, similarly only brings his unique special karban in a case of one of the regular averos of karban chatas. Divrei Rabbi Yosi Aglili. As Rabbi Yosi Aglili says, Rabbi Akiva Omer, Anasi chayev b'kula. Rabbi Akiva says, no, the Nasi is chayev in all of them, meaning including the ones for all of you. Chutz b'shmias hakol, but not for the shmias hakol. There's only three. So two out of three, the king is chayev for, but not the third, not shvuas ha'edis. Why? Shamelech lo don v'lo don anoso, lo mev lo meiden oso. As we know from Maseches Sanhedrin, the king is excluded from being a dayon or having himself judged, and Eidus there, discussed there in the second parak of Maseches Sanhedrin, if you remember what type of Melech, Melech Yisrael, Melech Yehuda, as we discussed then, Daraisa, Darabanan, but either way, he's excluded, and therefore, Bikiva says that Anasi is not chayev in Shvuas Eidus, even though he is chayev in the others. The Rambam discusses, the question is, why the Rambam Paskins what he does. The Rambam Hilchos Shkagos Parak Yud Halacha Zayin Paskins against Rabbi Akiva. The Rambam Paskins that one a king does is chayav a karban on Shmias Kol. The question is, how could he paskin against Rabbi Akiva? The Rambam says Hamelech v'Kohen Mashiach Mevi'in karbanam al Shvuas Ha'edus o al Shvuas Bitui o al Tumas Biklas V'Kadoshev Kishar Had Yotos. The Rambam Paskins in Hilchos Shkagos that the Melech is just like other hediotos regarding all three, even Shmos Eidus, even though the Rambam paskins elsewhere that the Melech is Mufka, right? Then he's not the Lodon Velodon no so Lomev Lomidin no so. So how does he do this? Shalo Chilek Hakasav Carbon Melech Mi Carbon Hediot Mi Carbon Koin Mashiach Ela Bemitzvah Shachayavan Al Shagasan Chadas Kavua Kamo Shebi Arnu Aval Bekarbon Ola v'yored kulan shavin. So they're in the regular carbon Ola v'yored. Says the that's the Rambam. The Ravid says here. Amrim einam alachaybish v'shmi eskol v'lo amashiach v'tumas biklus v'kadoshav. Right. The Kesem Mishnah here struggles to figure out exactly why the Rambam does what he does. Why is he passing like Rabbi Akiva? Right. Inyan diver Rabbi Akiva sover Rabbeinu she'in alachok Rabbi Akiva mishum demashva dichidahu vein lomar hechi efshe the pligi Rabbi Akiva. So he tries to work hard to figure out exactly why the Rambam paskins what he paskins. Is there a difference between the din d'oraisa of a melech being excluded, the din d'rabbanan? Can a melech be mochel on his kavod? What about if it's certain cases that a melech can judge or be made? Maybe a melech can be made against about another king. It's not a zilzal on his kavod. All different suggestions given by the mefarshim. The Tosfos Yontif discusses it here. The Karen Ora and other achronim. Okay, but either way, that is the Mishnah. So the Mishnah says, again, that Parlam Davar Chalzibur is only by Achatas Kavua, while a king, Machlokas, whether a king is included in Shmias Kol or not. Amar Ula, my time with Rabbi Yossi Aglili, why does Rabbi Yossi Aglili say that a king is Kayotzi Bahem, a king is included in all of them, Amar Kura, V'haya Ki Hashem La'achas Me'ele, Kol shemischayev ba'achas mischayev b'kulan, and v'she'in mischayev ba'achas in mischayev b'kulan. Anyone who is chayev in each one of them is chayev in all of them. Anyone who is not chayev in any one of them is not chayev in all of them. That is Rabbi Yossi Aglili's discussion. Rashi, the first Rashi on the Gemara. With each one, mischayev bekarban bekulan, and if not, then he's not vinna. See, hol ve'ena mischayev ba'achas man that shvias kol ein mischayev bekulan to pater miklum. That is Rabbi Yossi Aglili's shita that a nasi, a king, is also limited and excluded from all three because it's a package deal, right? Olivio raid is all three or nothing. And because one of them is excluded, according to Rabbi Yossi Aglili, so they are all excluded. That's Rabbi Yossi Aglili. Says the Gemara, how do you know the Darshan that way? V'yema mischayev ba'achas man, v'yavah b'shem mischayev b'kulan. It just says, le'achas me'ele. Said the le'achas means each and every one. Maybe it means even one. And each one stands on its own. Each one is independent. Meaning, how do we know? We want to give this a little substance to the question. How do we know that all three, there's a connection between all three averos that is chayev or machayev and olav yored? Maybe each one is a separate entity. Each one is a separate theme, and one does not have to look at all of them as a package. Maybe it's all one of them. Ela taima de Rabbi Yossi Aglili mehacha. But the reason for Rabbi Yossi Aglili is from the following. So you're right. We wouldn't have known that. Drasha. So, the reason is the following. Titania. Haya Rabbi Yirmiya Omer. Nemar. Nomar lo sagia yado. Nomar lo tasag yado. There's two psukim. It says, lo tagia, when we talk about that the person who violated the averes of Olav Yori does not have enough money to pay for the karbanos. So remember, there's three levels. There's the ashir, and then the dal, and then the dali dalus. We have the animal, we have the, regular animal brought by a one who's chayav achatas, a female animal, or we have a bird, or we have the flower. So one lashon is lo sagia yado, v'nomar lo tasig yado. So what do we darshan? Mishabali de anias vashiris. Only one that has a fluctuating financial status. That's who brings these karbanos. Someone who might go up and might go down. Yatsa nasi u'mashiach. Right, Rashi pointed out already, Mashiach is not in our Mishnah, but the Brisa here adds on Mashiach, the Kohen Gadol. Yatsa nasi Mashiach, she'im bala de'anius. Right, a king and a Kohen Gadol aren't getting very poor. And therefore, they're not included in the Olav Yored, because Olav Yored is only one, someone who could go up and down. But here, a Nasi or a Mashiach won't go up and down, and therefore they are excluded. So that's the drasha. So it's not about the Karbanos, it's about the Gavra. Right, and that's the switch. The first drasha was that there's a connection between all three averos that have to do with Olav Yored. And if you're not chayiv in one, you might not be chayiv in any of them. It's all a package. The Gemara switches the focus of the drasha. The drasha is about the person. The person is not going to be able to bring all three because he's not in that status, and therefore he's excluded. Where do we see that? Nasi dechsiv va'asa achas b'kol mitzvah Hashem alokav. A nasi, a melech. This is how we know that it's talking about a melech from this line. If he does any one of the mitzvahs of Hashem, his God, mishein al gabav ela Hashem alokav. Someone who only has Hashem alokav above him, meaning the king has nobody else above him, and that's what we darshin mikol mitzvah. Hashem alokav is referring to this type of person. Again, does that mean general or financial? So Rashi and the Rama in the Tosafot Rashi here discuss. That Rashi says, the Rivan or whatever it is says on the fourth line, Melech la'olam ashir hu. Right? A Melech is always, ashir. Why is that? Right? Doesn't fully explain it. It means he always comes from Ashiris. There's always in the coffers of the treasury. The Rama says here in the Tosafot Rashi that there's taxes. He needs some money. He could raise taxes. Either way, the king will always have what he needs. And therefore, he will never, bring the dalos of the dali dalos. Mashiach also, and what about the Kohen Gadol? Dechsiv ha-Kohen ha-Gadol me'achav, as we know from Parshas Emor, the Kohen who is greater than his fellow, shehu Gadol me'achav, binoy, bekoach, bechachma, uba-osher. There's a chiyah for him to be greater in beauty, in strength, in wisdom, and in osher, and ashiris, and therefore, there's a halacha that the rest of the Kohanim have to be ma'ashir him. Acher momen, minayin shim ein lo gadlehu mishel echav. How do we know that we have to be magdil him? Tamalomar v'akohen agadol me'echav, ashi yitzhak ha-rosho gadlehu me'echav. Make him greater than the rest of the Kohanim. This is the status of the Kohen Gadol. The Rambam writes, discusses this in Hilchos Klei HaMikdash in Parakeh. That's where he talks all about the uniqueness of the Kohen Gadol. The Rambam says there, we know there are certain halachas that only apply to a Kohen Gadol. He's not allowed to marry an almana. And there are halachas. Our entire parak is devoted to the Kohen Gadol. Kohen Gadol tzorach shiyeh gadol mikol echav. Hakohanim, b'noi b'koach b'osher b'chachma u'bimara. The Rama adds in Mara. V'im ein lo mamon, kol hakohanim nostin lo mishelahem. If the Kohen Gadol is not rich, is not doesn't have a lot of treasures, so the other Kohanim, not B'nai Yisrael, the other Kohanim have to support him and pay him. Kol echad v'echad l'fi ashro. Depending on how much, not a percentage from each Kohen. Everybody gives according to what they can. Ache ya'ashir yoser me ashir shebekulan. Until he's the richest. Right? It doesn't just say rich, as you might have said. Ache ya'ashir, it's a part of the mitzvah of gadlehu, mishel echav. Ache ya'ashir yoser me ashir shebekulan. Ve'ein echad mikol elu ma'akev. Ela kol zela mitzvah. It's all a chanchila. The Meiri says this here too. It's all a mitzvah. Aval im nisraba mikol makom nisraba. Misrabe, you know, mikom makom, it's misrabe, but it's lechadchila. If he's independently wealthy, then the Kohanim don't have to give him more. He's already independently wealthy. And if they don't give him, he doesn't lose his status of being the Kohen Gadol, because they didn't do what they were supposed to do. That's what the Meiri says here. The Chayev Kohen Gadol, and that's about others. The Kohen Gadol, as most statuses in Judaism, it's about from within and from without. This was from without. What we have to do to be magdil him. But then he himself has to hold himself to a higher standard based on who he is. V'chayiv kohen gadol linho kavod ba'atzmo. V'lo yekal atzmo im shar ha'am. Right? He can't just be like everyone else. V'lo yiru oso arum. V'lo bebeis akisei. V'lo bemerachatz. V'lo kshum istaper. Sh'nemer ha'kohen ha'kadol me'achav. Melameit sh'noagin bo gedola yiseira. Right, we have to treat him, and he has to treat himself. Maybe he can be mochel if he doesn't care about having a separate area. Right, we learned a little bit about this in the second Berakah of Sanhedrin. Right, he has to carry himself in a certain way, right, just like a melech. That's what we'll talk about in a minute. But he has to carry himself in a certain way that it talks about what happens if he loses a relative. As we know, he's not even matami himself for one of the seven relatives. What does he do about his hair? V'chulu. Then the Rambam quotes a little bit later, interesting where he got this from. right? This is from Midos. Ubayis yelo muchan b'migdash. V'hu anikreis lishkas kohen gadol. In a separate office in the base of Migdash. V'kvodo v'tif arto shiyehe yoshev b'migdash kalayom. It's his glory and covet that he stays in the base of Migdash every day. V'lo yetze ela labeso bilvad balayla osha oshatayim bayom. The Mepharshim also wonder where the source for this is. Where does it say that the Kohen Gadol lives in Yerushalayim? I mean, it makes sense, and he's there a lot, but the Rama paskins it. The Rama said that he should be in the base of Middash almost always. He goes home for an hour or two every day, and his house should be in Yerushalayim, and he does not leave. The Kohen Gadol don v'donanoso me'idin alav v'donanoso dinin nefashos ela bebezin ha'gadol bavad. But Edus is not chayav. I feel as an agadol. Shazeinu kaver lo sheilach v'yod. So we were just talking about, right? The Rambam says that he can, but he doesn't have to, right? So maybe that's why he paskins against Rabbi Akiva, because he can if he wants to. There are cases that he can. V'im ha'isa Edus lo melach Yisrael aris a holach lebezin agadol umeilo. V'kfar bi'arnu b'sefer, and then he quotes himself. V'kfar bi'arnu. This is the Rambam talking. B'sefer chamishi. Shehu Asur Balmon, he's quoting from earlier, Sefer Nashim, Sefer Kedusha, unusual. Shehu Sefer Chamishi, doesn't call it by name. Shehu Asur Balmanu, Mitzuvah Labasul, Avenaroz Ishti, Nashim, Vichulu, and then he continues, it's all about the Kohen Gadol. How does he bring karbanas, and what if he wants to, any karban that he wants to bring, he could do. That is Perek Hay of Hilchos. Klei HaMikdash. Interesting that on the list here is that he's greater Me'achav Bekoach. He's got to be the strongest, right? He's got to be the richest. Okay, that's something objective. How about the strongest? Rav Chaim Shmulevitz discusses this one of his ma'amarim in the Sichas Musar. He discusses a lot of times strength is not just physical strength; it's attitude. And koach doesn't just mean even if you're not the strongest, if you have the most motivation, if you're the greatest zaris, that could give you the greatest koach. That's what he writes in Maimar. Which is it here, Maimer Samach Zion, entitled Atzlus. Atzlus, he talks about this halacha, V'yishlus bonein, L'shem matzorach liyot, HaKohen HaGadol, HaKohen HaGadol, Gadol B'Koach. Hainu Baal Koach Gufani, V'yavki HaGvura Ma'alehi Ba'adam, and even though Gvura is a Ma'ala, V'im Ein Gvura Klum Lo Hayitzorach Lo Markim HaKoach, Amzorach Bir Mahutzorach HaKohen Gadol Lo Ma'alazu. That he also says by Nevua, right? The Gemara says in Nedarim, "Ein Hakadosh Baruch Hu Mashal Shchinaso Ela Al Gibor V'Chulu U'Matzorach Yesh Lo Navi Hashem Gvura." And he quotes the Rambam. So the Rambam says all of these aren't what we think it means, and he quotes like a Pirkei Avos type of shot. The Rambam Hinuchos Yisodei Torah by Nevua says, "Ein Nevua Chala Ela Al Chacham Gadol B'Chachma Gibor B'Midosav." V'lo yit ha'yisro mizgabar la medaber ba'olam. Elu mizgabar ha'yisro. See, he understands Gibar as Ezu Gibar, Akovish Yisro. But the Ketan Mishnah and the Lecha Mishnah both say that if you look at that Gemara Nedarim, it seems to be pretty literal. It's not talking about the Pirkei Avos pshat of these midos. So the Rav Chaim Shmulevitz develops the idea that Koach and Gvura, physical, have to do with Zrizus and Atzlus. Even if someone is not the strongest physically, but if they have the attitude of always being a Zaris, then they could accomplish things physically greater than others who might be physically stronger, but if they're lazy, they're Atzel, so then they won't be successful. Ki ha'atzlus novas mei, what does atzlus come from? It doesn't have to do with weakness. It has to do with choser simas lev. Not focusing. If we just think about what we have to do in life. And then he goes and continues all about different elements of being an Atzel, of being a Zariz. So he talks about here in Maimar, Samach Zayin, gets to Aaron HaKohen, how he waved all the Kohanim, all the Levium, B'yom Echad, even though it was a Nase, the Ramban talks about that in Bamidbar, but that is, again, Koach is on this list. So the Melech and the Kohen, so what was the Drasha? Getting about the Melech and the Kohen Gadol are not people who go up and down the sliding scale of Olivi Yorid, and therefore they're excluded from these Karbanos according to Reb Yossi Aglili. Good. Okay, we'll talk a little bit more about Melech, but let's hold off a little bit. Boimine Ravina Mirab Nachman by Yitzchak. Nasi shenitztara mahu. What happens if a nasi, a melech, gets saras, and he is, so to speak, removed? As we will learn, Rashi here quotes the Gemara that will allow Bezra on tomorrow's daf, that we have the pasuk by Yinaga Hashem es HaMelech Le'imitzorad Yom Boso, about a Melech Yisrael, as we'll see about who that is, Bezra on tomorrow's daf, that he got saras, if his son took over, he wasn't really a Melech anymore. So Lamaisa, what is the question? What if somebody was a Melech, and now he's no longer? Does the Ptur stick? Does the Ptur, for all of these, let's say, Ola V'Yored, and we were talking about Kohen Gadol or Melech, the question is about a Melech, does the Ptur stick or not? When he's no longer, doesn't have that status, does he now bring the Ola V'Yored, or once he has the status, he has the status? So Kohen Gadol, you might say, he's, as we know from Maseches Yuma, so he still retains the status of Kohen Gadol for certain halachas. So maybe the question is not about Kohen Gadol, but at least the Melech. A Melech, right, usually a Melech is not removed, a Melech B'Yehuda. So HaKadosh Baruch Hu sent Saras, so then that's HaKadosh Baruch Hu deciding. So what's the halacha? Nashi Shiz Tara, Mahu, Midcha Dachi, O Miftar Patir. So is he Nidcha or is he Patir? So what is that? What are the two tzadim? Which side means he's always out, and which side means it was only temporary? So Machlok is here between Rashi and a day in the Tozer Rashir. It's the same question, but which means which? Rashi says, Midcha Dachi means he's Nidcha Lagamre. He's always Pater, even if he no longer has the status anymore, but he's always Pater. So even after he's no longer a Melech, he's going to be Pater. Oh, Miftar Pater, or Miftar Pater means there was a temporary Ptur, but now that he's no longer, so he's going to be Chayev. So Pater means Chayev here, according to that, which the Rosh Hash points out that is somewhat dachot to say that. The other way of saying that is that midcha dachi, it's just a temporary pushed aside when he is a melech, but otherwise he would be chayiv. That's midcha dachi, which is difficult. Midcha dachi usually means, no, we don't think of it as dechuya, but it's just pushed aside. But either way, that's the other pshat. Midcha dachi, it's a temporary pushing aside, but when he's not a melech, he will then be chayiv. Oh, miftar pater, or it's pater legamrei. It's a Ptur Lagamre, and therefore, even when he's not a Melech anymore, he will be Pater. So either way, that's the question, Amar Lei, and there's another Machloka for the answer is. We'll go with Rashi Pshat of what the answer is. Amar Lei, Dilacho to Gaza. Well, who's gonna pay? You're gonna pay, or to Gaza, or is the treasury is gonna pay? What does Rashi say? Rashi says, even after a king is removed, he's not gonna be Bali de Anius. They're still gonna take care of him. And he's still kind of like a former president, still doesn't have to worry about, you know, making a living, right? They'll take care of him, the government. So he'll be on the lecture circuit. But either way here, the Glocko de Gazi, say, what, who does he need money from? From you or from the treasury? Meaning he has enough. And therefore, Rashi says that he is still Nechshav Eino Ro'i Lios Ani. And therefore, he will not have to bring a carbon olive yored, because he is excluded. Again, the gavra is excluded. Period. Tanya. And again, we'll get back to Melech Mezrim soon. Let's just continue first. Tanya. Rabbi Akiva Omer Mashiach. So now, what about the Kohen Gadol? We've been talking about the Melech. So what about the Kohen Gadol? Mashiach Pater Mikulan. Rabbi Akiva says that a Kohen Gadol is Pater from all of them. What did Rabbi Akiva say in the Mishnah? That a king is Chayiv in 2 out of 3. Chayiv in 2 out of 3, he's not chayiv in Shvuas Ha'edus because he doesn't generally give Edus. Here, Rabbi Akiva says, though, that a Kohen Gadol is excluded from all of them. Amar Rav, my time is Rabbi Akiva. Why does Rabbi Akiva say that? He's excluded from all the Olav Yoreds. Again, remember, he has a Kohen Gadol and a Melech has a special type of karban by a regular chatos. So now we're talking about, are they chayiv at all in the special chatos of Olav Yoreds? So Rabbi Akiva Shita is, in the Mishnah, a Melech is chayiv in 2 out of 3, a Kohen Gadol is pater from all 3. What's his source? My time with Rabbi Akiva, Amar Kra, Zek Karban, Aharon Ubanav. What's this referring to? This is referring to the Minchas Chavitin, the special carbon that's brought the first day any Kohen brings, does avod in the base of Megdash, and the Kohen Gadol brings it every day. Machlokes Rishonim, how many mitzvahs is that counted as? The Rambam and the Chinuch had it as one mitzvah. One mitzvah, any Kohen, the first day does avod in the base of Megdash, and the Kohen Gadol, every day, brings half in the morning, half in the afternoon, the Minchas Chavitin. So let's go with the Kohen Gadol side of this pasuk. This is a karban of Aaron and his sons. Zu ba'achovalo. This karban mincha is obligatory upon him, but there's no other carbon mincha that is obligatory upon him. And olav yored, right, the third level down, is mincha, dali dalos. So we have a drasha here that a Kohen Gadol never brings any other carbon mincha that is a personal carbon mincha that is chayiv, and therefore that's our drasha to exclude from olav yored. So, and again, you have to add in one line to the Gemara. And just like he's excluded from dali dalus, if he's excluded from one level, then he's excluded from all of them. Again, there's a lot to talk about, but chavitim. But let's just continue the line. V'yema ki memai le'rachmana midali dalus umayni asiris ha'efa. Maybe he's only excluded from level 3. Avalanias v'ashiris lo miyete rachmana. Maybe he's only excluded from third level, meaning he can never bring that carbon mincha. But maybe the other two he can. So it's again fascinating that we're talking about many different types of drushos here. The first we had was maybe we should connect all three averos, all three sins that obligate an olav yored. Then we spoke about maybe we'll focus on the gavra that can never go up and down. Doesn't go up and down. He's always top level. He's always usher. Now we're getting into what about third level to second level and first level? Is there a relationship between the levels themselves? Not focused really on the gavra, but on each carbon, each one. There's one that's dali dalus, so maybe, says the Gemara now, maybe even if he's excluded from one, he's not excluded from the other two. So the Gemara says, no, lo salkadai, tof tuchsiv, v'chiper alav, ha-kohen, al-chata, so-asher chata, me-achas, me-ewa. And we darshan, ha-miskaper, ba-achas, miskaper, ba-kulan. If you're miskaper with each one of them, then you can be miskaper with all of them. V'shem miskaper, ba-achas, yem miskaper, ba-kulan. But if you can't do all of them, but what does all of them here mean? Earlier it meant all, each avera. Here it means each level. Each status of financial, right? If you're not mischaber with all of them, because he'll never be chayv in dali dalos, then he mischaber b'kulan. So that says the Gemara. What every time he says the word achas, you darshan each and every one. Elamayata dechsiv v'ha'yaki yashem la'achas me'ela hachanami tochalam mischayev ba'achas mischayev b'kulan v'shem mischayev ba'achas ein mischayev b'kulan. What if you want to say that? If this is Rabbi Akiva sheet that we're talking about here, this is Rabbi Akiva's source that a Kohen Gadol is excluded from all three. But if that's true, why doesn't he darshan similarly by a king? By a king, we saw in the Mishnah, two out of three is chayiv in. Right? Allah matzanan, Rebbe Kiva omer nasi chayiv chus bishvi eskol. If Rebbe Kiva darshans the word achas, or any permutation of achas, as meaning, you need to be chayiv in each one to be chayiv in all of them, so why does he only darshan that way by a Kohen Gadol, and not by a melech? So the Gemara answers, Abai Avrava, Dami Shravayu, Mei Achas, Mashmalei. The word Mei Achas, he uses to imply each and every one. Le Achas lo Mashmalei. But not Le Achas. Umay Shno, Mei Achas de Mashmalei. Why? What's the difference? So the Gemara says it's not really a Mem and a Lamed. De Kasve Rachmana Le Basov Gabe Asiris Oefa. Right? By the Olav Yoreds, it says it at the end of all three, right? Asiris, it says at the end of the Asiris Eifa, meaning at the end of the Dali Dalos even. It's clear, the Gemara says, the Rabbi Kiva learns, because that word is at the end of all three, it must be that the three levels of financial status have to go together. These sakadat of mischayev be'achas, ava b'sheim mischayev b'kulan, because if it's only one and they each could stand separately, nechtave lahay me'achas me'elo b'dalos, you know, b'ashiris. Why didn't it say it after the first one? Or after the second one? Why after the third one? It must be all three levels go together. But the other word is you don't have to darshan that all three averas go together. And therefore, even if one avera is excluded, Rabbi Kiva could darshan, the other two are included, and that's how he darshans by a melech. But regarding the Kohen Gadol, he does require all three levels of the if you have a special drusha excluding him from the Dali Dalus, then it would not be allowed. Yes, one could ask that Rabbi Yosef Lili says he's never gonna be poor, but Rabbi Kiva doesn't darshan that. Rabbi Kiva darshans it has to be only if there's a drasha that's halachically excluding them, not one that just practically it'll never come up that he will bring it. Okay, two discussions that we could have here. Number one, about the Minchas Chavitin. Number one, the Sefer HaChinuch discusses the Minchas Chavitin in Kuflamid Vav, says the Chinuch discusses is Tavinu, Sheyakrav HaKohen HaGadol Mincha B'chol Yom Pa'amayim. Kohen Gadol has to bring the the Kohen Gadol twice a day. The Kohen Gadol has to bring the Mincha Chavitin twice a day. Baboker or Bein Arbayim. Shnemar Zekar Ban Aaron Avodav Shekri Bal Hashem. It's called the Chavite Kohen Gadol or the Minchas Kohen Mashiach, as we just had here. And again, there's a discussion how many mitzvahs are counted. Mishar Shia Mitzvah. Lefi. Shakohen Agadol Shliach Ben Yisrael Avim Shabashamayim. What is the message of this mitzvah? The Kohen Gadol is the Shliach between Bnei Yisrael and God. The ultimate Shliach. Right? It could be all Kohanim or Shlichim. But he's the ultimate Shliach. Klomar. Ki hu hanose tfila elav ba'adam. Vaidei tfilosav umaisar karbonosav heimis kaprim. His prayers and his karbonos have unique status. He represents the entire tzibur. V'lochein, roi lo ish kazeh lios lo karbon miyuchat tmidi, kimo tmidei tzibur. Just like there's a carbon tamid for the tzibur, he, as a representative of all of Klal Yisrael, should have his own carbon tamid. His own carbon tamid is the chavitin kohen gadol. Ukemosha tamidim shnayim layom, and just like the carbon tamid is twice a day, nischayev hu gamkin lakir minchasa pamayim bayom. And so too, he has to bring his carbon twice a day. We'll see though there's a difference between them. Because the nisbach alatam shamana b'carbon, kishi isoru kol machshavosav, as we know, achreya pulos imshachos halavavos. So if the Kohen Gadol has to bring a special carbon every day, he'll remember that he's a special person, a special status. Ve'ein safek shein dome his oris ha'adam, kishem makriv karbanu ha'miyuchad lo, v'kishu makriv karbon shu mishutaf imo. Even if he would bring the ketamid every day, it's not the same. If he's bringing something on behalf of everyone, that sometimes he can bring, sometimes he can't bring, or he doesn't bring, and versus he brings his own unique carbon every day. Whatever is specifically his, you get more excited about. So the Kohen Gadol brings his Minchas Chavitin every single day. Rav Sternbach writes in the Talmud Das, and Zayin Latar writes something similar, but Rav Sternbach writes in the Talmud Das, so this is also called the Minchas Chinuch. The Minchas Chinuch, this carbon is brought by every Kohen every single day. But the Minchas Chinuch is brought by the Kohen, by other Kohanim, it's brought the first day that they do Avodah in the Beis HaMikdash. The Kohen Gadol brings it every single day. What's the message? Says Rav Talmud Das, because the Kohen Gadol has to feel that every day is opening day. Right, there's a certain excitement that we have when it's the first day of anything. So the Kohanim have that every day that they start. The Kohen Gadol needs to have that every single day of his avoda because he is so special and so miyuchad. So he can forget that he is the Kohen Gadol. But Davka every day is opening day. And he should also recognize that he's not the Kohen Gadol because he's such a great, you know, person or he deserves it. He has to recognize that every day he has to bring a carbon. Every day he has to remember that he's a shliach and he's just a servant. And he has to recognize that it's not because he has everything already. He has to continue to serve. Sheyakar akoin bechisrono shalolam en oshalim baru rak betchilas darko. You've just started. It's like you're starting. It's like the first day. Like the first, a little different emphasis, but it's like the first day, right? It's like the same message as there's no daf aleph, right? You finish it. You finish another day. Start again. It's like the first day. Right, day after day, we have to do that. The Zayin Latar of Sorotskin also says something similar, that we have to think about every day as panim chadashos. Panim chadashos. Right? Aba Kohen Gadol talui b'minui. Kohen Gadol, he's appointed by the tzibur, and he has to, recognize that it's not something automatic. That every day he'll stay a Kohen. A Kohen Hedyot is a Kohen because he's a Kohen. A Kohen Gadol is a Kohen Gadol because he's chosen to be the Kohen Gadol. And he's appointed. And he can be removed at any time. And therefore he has to remember that every single day is something new, and therefore he brings the new carbon. Lefichach HaKohen Gadol b'avodasu b'chol yom panim chadashos. V'alav lahodos Hashem. And he has to thank Hashem every day. Wow, I'm still the Kohen Gadol. That's amazing. I'll bring another carbon. I'm still the Kohen Gadol. A Kohen Hedyot is a Kohen Hedyot because his father was a Kohen. A Kohen Gadol is a Kohen Gadol because he was chosen and appointed to be the Kohen Gadol, and therefore it has a different status. Again, there's more about Minchas Chavitin, but that is about the message. It's an interesting discussion. The Minchas Chinuch has, you can't not mention the Minchas Chinuch without the Minchas Chinuch. Right, the Minchas Chinuch in Mitzvah Kuf Lamed Vav discusses, right, this was his Minchas Chinuch. He was his sefer that he came out on his first day of Avoda. So the Minchas Chinuch discusses there in Oz Tes, what happens if the Kohen, a Kohen, does not bring his Minchas Chinuch on the first day of his Minchas Chinuch? Right? What if he didn't bring it the first day for whatever reason? What if he worked the first day on Shabbos? You can't bring a Minchas Chinuch on Shabbos because it's not Kavua Zmano. Or what if he just did it for some other type of Ones? Can he bring it another day? It's no longer his first day. Is it owed? Is it by definition the first or not? That's his question. Ani mesupak im avar va'avad belo minchas chinuch iyesh lo tashlumin la'akriv acharkach oshin ismane b'shabbos obu yom kippurim deino yachol la'akriv minchas chinuch im makriv biyom machar v'yesh lo tashlumin. Do you say you can bring it the next day and this tashlumin? O efshar kivan de ikir hakarban de gazra torah kadesha yischanech. This is to be machanechem. That's the beginning. Im kein kivan de kfar avir avoda. Nischanich. He's already, like it says, Avodasu Mechanchaso. Oh, Afshar Kiva de Nischayev Yishla Tashlumin, Vitzarach Ian. So he's not sure. And then he says that if you want to say there's Tashlumin, I have another suffix. Yishla is topic, Dafshar Dafkov, Kiva de Yavod Od, Shayak Gampkin Lachar Menchaschinach. Avod ben Ismana Biomakipur Machbasa Nifshal Arishon. Maybe it's only if you're going to do more Avoda. But what if it was the Kohen Gadol that was appointed because the first one became pasul? V'yachar Yom Kippurim Hadin Darishon Choser Labodaso V'ulo Yavo Lokago and Gadol Kohen Hedyo. So maybe there for sure you can't have Tashlumin because he's not doing any avoda anymore. And he goes back and forth in all of these parts. He discusses also how many mitzvahs are counted. We know the Rambam has a machlokas with the Ramban about how many mitzvahs are the Karban Tamid, and how many mitzvahs is lighting the menorah, and how many mitzvahs are saying Kriyashma every day. The Rambam counts one mitzvah about all of these. The Ramban counts two. The Minchas Chinuch here points out everybody would agrees by the Chavita Kohen Gadol, although it's one mitzvah. Even the Ramban agrees it's one mitzvah. V'zeh Pashut. He says, Dimar v'lo hikrev chavitim shachris makrev bin arbayim v'chatzi makrev v'chatzi ovad. He continues and mentions this, that it's one mitzvah. Okay. Good. Again, a lot about the, Minchas Chinuch, but let's continue. Again, there's more also about the king, which I want to get into, but let's just do a little bit more, and then we will, discuss more of the king. The following Mishnah that we're up to, Masdison, is a summary. The Rabbi Yehuda Hanasi knows that it's been a little, complicated. The Melech, the Kohen Gadol, the Yachid. So, Bezdin. So, summary. Kala mitzvah Shabbat Torah. Shechayavin al zdonan kares al shigasan chatas. Right? All the general, regular chataos. Hayachid mevi kispo seira. Right? A Yachid brings a female goat. Or a sheep. Vahanasi seir. The Nasi brings a male. Right, the king, v'mashiach u'bezdin mevi'in par. Right, and they bring the par. Good, par alam davar. U'ba'avodas kochavim, as the Torah tells us, by avodas zara, there's a different carbon brought by each of these. Hayachid v'anasi v'mashiach mevi'in si'ira, u'bezdin par v'sa'ir tu. And they're flipped. Par la'ola v'si'ir l'chatas, as we saw earlier. The par that is brought by avodas zara is the ola, and the si'ir is the chatas. Ashim talui. Hayachis, that's about regular, chatas. What about Ashim talui? And Ashim talui, meaning, if any of the previously mentioned averos were done besafik, I'm not sure if I did it. So Ashim talui. Hayachid vanasi chayavin. A yachid is chayav, and a melech is chayav, and Ashim talui. Umashiach, ubezdin beturin, a kohen gadol, and bezdin, as we're gonna have, and we had some drushes already, they're potter from an Ashim talui. Ashim vadai. What about the Vadai? The specific Averos that you bring a carbon Asham for? Asham Gezelos, Asham Me'ilos, Asham Shivcha Harufa. Right, those Averos. So Asham Vadai, Hayachid Vahanasi Vamashiach Chayavin, Ubezdin Beturin, Bezdin is Pater. That's the Asham Vadai. What about the Olaviyorid? Al Shmias Lakov, Al Bitis Vasayim, Al Tumas Mikdash Vakadasho. The three Averos that one is Chayav a carbon Chatas Olaviyorid for? Bezdin Beturin, as we saw earlier. V'hayachid, v'hanasi, v'hamashiach, chayavin. And the other unique ones are, yachid is a regular, yachid is chayavin all of yorein, and our Mishnah says, nasi mashiach is also, ela, but not all. Ela, she'ein, kohen gadol, mashiach, chayav al tumas mikdash v'kadashav. Dev Rabbi Shimon, Rabbi Shimon says that a kohen gadol doesn't bring for tumas mikdash, right against Rabbi Akiva Shita, that we had. But a kohen gadol, Rabbi Shimon holds that a kohen gadol is excluded for tumas mikdash. We'll see a special drasha in the Gemara. Umahein mevi'in, what would they bring instead? Carbon ola, what do they bring? Carbon ola v'yorid. they bring the ole v'yorid, but not tumas mikdash. But not the Kohen Gadol is potter for the Tumas Mikdash v'Kadasha. Rebbe Elazar Omer, Anasi may be Seir. The Nasi would bring the Seir. So if you look at this, again, what is the, Rabbi Yosef Lili holds that the Nasi and the Kohen Gadol are potter from an Ola V'Yorid totally. Right? That's Rabbi Yosef Lili said in the previous Mishnah. Right? V'Hanasi Chayotze Bahen. A king is potter from all the Ola V'Yorids. Rabbi Akiva said that the king is Chayiv except for Shavuos Ha'edus. Right, that's what he said. And the Kohen Gadol is potter from everything, as we saw in the Gemara. That's Rabbi Akiva Shita. Rabbi Shimon says the Kohen Gadol is chayiv in the OVO rates, except excluding Tumas Mikdash for Kadashav. Right, a different exclusion. And the king is chayiv in everything except for Shavuos Ha'edus. Fine. Tanya. Rabbi Shimon Ayanos in Klal. A brisa that is expands upon the what we were just talking about. Now, the four cases. Kol Shai Yachid Ba'asham Talui. Any time that a Yachid would bring an Asham Talui, for if he did it pesafik, that means a regular chatas. So then, hanasi chayotzi bo, the nasi is like him, amshiach obezdin peturin, right, as we said in the Mishnah. Kalshu ba'asham vadai, and any asham vadai, those specific averos, nasi umashiach chayotzi ben obezdin peturin, as the Mishnah said. Shmiat number three, shmiat kol obidis vasayim to vazbiklash vakadashav, the olavio raids, three averos, bezdin peturin, right, that we know. Everybody agrees to that. Bezdin does not bring an olav yoreid. Nasi mashiach chayavin ella shina nasi chayav b'shmiyas hakol, as we saw in Rabbi Akiva. V'lo mashiach v'tumas biktash v'kadashav. And Kohen Gadol is excluded from tumas biktash, as we saw in Rabbi Shimon. Right, putting that together. So Rabbi Shimon holds like Rabbi Akiva in that sense. V'kol number four, and the Gemara will ask, isn't number four exactly like number three? Are they the same case? V'kol shuva olav yoreid, nasi chayotzi bo, mashiach ubez de beturin. So I said, wait a minute. Three lists off the three averos that you're chay for in olav yoreid, and four says olav yoreid. Says in three and four the same. Hagu v'kasha. Amar chein mashiach, chayav b'tumas b'klish v'kadashav, b'tumas b'klish v'kadashav hu depater, aval b'shmiyat zakol b'idis v'asayim chayav. Category three sounds like that a Kohen Gadol is only excluded from one of the three. Not all three. Ema seifa, but the third fourth category, kol shuv olav yoreid, nasi chayotzi bo, mashiach ubezdin peturin. Ktoni, mashiach ubezdin peturin. Ma bezdin peturin mikolon, av mashiach pater mikolon. So one second, how could this brisa say that category three, only one is excluded, and in category four, all are excluded? So kasha na dadi, so kasha, on category three, category four, amar funa breder of Yeshua, lo kasha, kambedalus, kambedali dalus. It depends whether we're talking about we're talking about the Kohen Gadol. The Kohen Gadol would be excluded from the Dali Dalus, but he wouldn't be excluded from the Dalus. Say, see Rashi on the top right. Mashiach pater mikulu. By the Dali Dalus, he's never. Chayev kidechsiv. Ze carbon aron de'en acher is ba'lo chova. As we saw earlier, that there's only one carbon mincha that's a chova and not others. So the Dali Dalus, which is a mincha, he's excluded from. But Dalus, which is a bird, he is not excluded from. The Rabbi Shimon, Sawalak Rabbi Akiva Bachada, Palagli Bachada, as we just said outside. Rabbi Shimon holds partially like Rabbi Akiva. Sawalak Rabbi Akiva, Badali Dalas, the Pater. He holds like Rabbi Akiva, Bidali Dalas, like, but he holds like that draw. Show, Palagli Badalas, but he argues on him by Dalas. Good. We're talking about a king, again, we'll get into next parak, but the Chazanish already has the Savik here. What if he starts off when he sins and he's a Dal and then he becomes Dali Dalas or vice versa? Right, so we'll have to talk about what is the crucial moment. We'll get to that in the Mishnah, beginning of the next parak also. Bez Hashem, you know, what exactly is the key moment? Is it the time of the sin or the time of the bringing of the carbon? When do you figure out the important status? But the status, we spoke about the status of the Kohen Gadol before, about Gadlehu Me'echav, but the king also has a special status. Right, and one of the major mysteries about a king is, why was Shmuel Hanavi so upset when they asked for a king? Right, we know one of the mitzvos is to appoint a king. And yet, in Sefer Shmuel Aleph and Paraches, when Bnei Yisrael asked for a king, Shmuel and HaKadosh Baruch Hu got extremely upset and angry. Again, this will come up as later in the Masechta, also in the third parak, when we talk about the status of Shaul. But the Navi says, in Parakhes of Shmuel Aleph, Shmuel was getting old, his children were not following his path, and it says, Shmuel Aleph, V'yata, sima lanu melech l'shaftenu k'chol ha'goyim. Vayera hadavar b'eni Shmuel, kasher amru t'na lanu melech l'shaftenu. Vayis palel Shmuel al Hashem. Vayomer Hashem al Shmuel, shma b'kolam l'chashe yomer lecha. Ki lo oscha ma'asu, ki osi ma'asu, mimloch alayhem. It's all me. Vayazvuni, vayadu l'machirim. Hashem is extremely upset. The question is, why? Right, there's all the Rishonim ask. Having a king, having a mini Malach, as we're talking about, the Torah talks about a special carbon that a king brings. It's a reality. Som tasim alecha melech. Right, so why was Shmuel so upset? So there are many answers given. The Radak right here in Sefer Shmuel gives two answers. Number one, he says, Aval amru kishasima lanu melech zehaya ra umiyut bitachon b'Hashem. When Hashem wants to tell you to appoint a king, he'll tell you to appoint a king. But you can't ask for one at a time when you should say, Hashem's your king. Right, it reminds us a little bit of the Eved Ivri, right? He chose to be an Eved to an Eved. And what he heard at the Har Sinai, right? Avadai Haim. Right, you know, so they're choosing to have a melech, so that is a lack of bitachon. Number one. Number two is, and this is what many say, why did they ask? They said, kechol ha-goyim. Right, if you wanted it for the right reasons, fine. But you want it because you want to be like the other nations, but you're not like the other nations. Vod amru kechol ha-goyim, v'hem la-yud srichim kechol ha-goyim, ima yushtorim derech Hashem, ki hu lochem es melcham oseyim. Right, you want to be like the other nations? That's not why you ask for one. The Meiri in the third parak, which we'll get to, discusses maybe it is appropriate, but you know it's mukta midai. Right, a king has to be from Shevet Yehuda, and Shevet Yehuda's king wasn't ripe yet, and that's why Dafke, even when Hashem said you could have a king, he didn't give from Shevet Yehuda, give Shaul HaMelech, because Yehuda wasn't, and Yehuda is the ultimate definition of a king. So it was fine, but it wasn't the appropriate time. Along those same lines, the Malbim, you have not enough time to read it, but the Malbim discusses here, a king is needed when the world of Am Yisrael is Bederech Hateva. Then you need a king. But when it's still Bederech Nisim and Niflos, then you don't need a king. And as long as Shmuel was still around, Shmuel being who he was, Shmuel Hanavi, Shmuel also maybe was the last shofet, but Shmuel Hanavi, so then it's still miraculous time period. And therefore it's inappropriate to ask for a king right now. Later on, of course, there'll be a mitzvah. Again, the various different pshatim given about what the issue was. But again, it's a reality as we have from this whole daf. Right, a king bringing special carbonos, it's something to think about. Good. There's a little bit more on carbon asham, but let's continue and then we'll see it this time. We continue. Elashein Kohen Gadol Chayev. So the Mishnah had said that the Kohen Gadol, the name of Reb Shimon, that a Kohen Gadol is not Chayev on Tumas Mikdash V'Kadashav. Kohen Gadol is Chayev in the other two that you're Chayev Olav Yored for, Shvuas Eidus and Shvuas Bitui, but not Tumas Mikdash V'Kadashav. So Amar Chizki, my time to Rabbi Shimon, Dechsev, V'nichrasa Nefesh Ahim Mitoch HaKahal, Misha Karbono Shaveh LaKahal. Right, it has to be someone whose carbon is equal to the kahal is included in Tumas Mikdash. Right, Yotzezesh in Karbono Shaveh LaKahal. But a Kohen Gadol has separate karbanos, his carbon is not Shaveh LaKahal, and therefore he is not included in that avera, right? He's excluded. So, right, Rashi says right across, Yatsa Mashiach shein karbono shavet, he mischaber b'shal kol b'kaparos yom kippurim, tu mischaber b'par v'heim b'soyer. Right, the Kohen Gadol gets separate, is not included. So, yim kein nasi nami in karbono shavet l'kol. Right, one second, a melech also has different ways that he is mischaper. Shavet b'kaparos yom kippurim. On Yom Kippur, the king isn't separate than the rest of the Yom. Right, so therefore they are, so he's at least included there. So him kain kohanim nami lo shavu l'kol b'kabar yom kippurim. Well, if you're focusing on Yom Kippur, then the kohanim, the whole shevet of kohanim are excluded from the rest of the yam. So you should say they're different for Tumas Mikdash also. Kohanim shavu l'kol b'shar mitzvahs l'shana kula. At least kohanim go with the rest of Klal Yisrael the rest of the year. So Mashiach Nami Hashem B'Shar Mitzvahs Deshana. Right, isn't a Mashiach also a Kohen Gadol included by Shar Mitzvahs? It's only Yom Kippur when he's different. So Elam Arav, okay, you're right. Different drasha. Eimahachi, this is how the Kohen Gadol is excluded from Tumas Mikdash. Mi Shechataso Shavel Yechidim. Umaynihu Kal. Anyone whose regular Chet, Chatas, would be Shavet Yechidim. Right, and that is not the Kohen Gadol. The Kohen Gadol, by most Averis, brings a different carbon, and that's why he is excluded. That's Rabbi Shimon. Rabbi Elazar Omer, last line of the Mishnah, Hanasi may be Seir. The Nasi, in that case, brings a Seir instead of an Olaviyarid. Right, he always brings a male goat. That is Rabbi Elazar Shita. Am Rabbi Yochanan Amar Rabbi Elazar Ela B'tumas Biklas V'Kadosha. Hol V'Nomar Karis Bo Kibik Kavua. Rabbi Yochanan says Rabbi Elazar Shita that you bring a seir instead of an olive yored is only by one of the three, by Tumas Miklas V'Kadosha, not by the other two. Amar Papa Chanami Mistavra. It makes sense also. V'Yisal Gadadak Rabbi Elazar Al Kulhon Kamar, because if he meant it by all three. Michti, wait a minute. Let's see. Seir nasi upar mashiach b'makom yachid l'chatas kai. Right, the seir of the nasi, which we were just talking about, but the par of the kohen gadol is b'makom a regular carbon of a yachid. So nisti nami mashiach bevi par b'shmias kol ubitis vasayim. So why don't you mention the kohen gadol's bringing the par by the other two? If you're referring to all three, so elami delok tani mashiach shvami na tumas mikdash chadash of koi, it must be we're only within the world of tumas mikdash to mashiach pater that a kohen gadol is pater from anyway. That's why it's not mentioned in the Mishnah, but it must only be referring to that one. Says the Gemara, Amalei Rav Huna, Breidu Rav Nasan, Rav Papa, Mimai, how do you know that? Tell Rav Elazar Akolokoi. Maybe Rav Elazar is referring to all three. Ube Mashiach, Savalak Rav Yekiva. The Rav Mashiach, Pater Mikulan. Maybe Yozak Rav Yekiva, that a kohen gadol is excluded from all of them. That's why it's not listed in the Mishnah. Amalei, Rav Yekiva, Mipater, Mipar. Rav Yekiva, would he say their pater, would he say at least their pater from par? But he doesn't say their pater from everything. So therefore, Vesulo Midi, we think the Diak is correct, and therefore Rav Yochanan is defended. The Rebbe Lezer only meant his shita, the bringing a sa'ir instead, is only by Tumas Beglish Vagadashav. Period. Rabbi Yochanan adds on another element to Rebbe Lezer's shita, Mod Rebbe Lezer, She'ein Mevi Asham, here Rashi explains as Talui. Meaning, even though you bring a Chatas Kavua instead of the Asham Talui, and usually a Chatas Kavua has an Asham Talui with it if you did it B'Safek, Lez doesn't go that far. It's still an Olivi Yored that's, you know, it's covered up, and you bring a chadas kavu instead, but it does not get an asham talui automatically with it. Tani to katana kameder Rav Sheshes. The brisa was sent in front of Rav Sheshes. Asham talui baal tumas miklash v'kadashav. Someone out there says you could bring an asham talui for tumas miklash v'kadashav, which is an olav yored. So who is that? Usual asham talis only go by a chadas kavu. If you did an aveira vadai, you bring a chadas kavua. If you did it, you're not sure, you bring an asham talui. Now we have a brisa that says, even if you did an olav yored, you bring an asham tali. So who's that? Amalei damar lachamani Rebbe Elazari. This must be Rebbe Elazar shita, because who else is there? Da'amar hol v'nomer bo kares kibik kavua, ma'isi nasir si'ir aleha. Rebbe Elazar is the one that says you bring a chadas kavua for this avera instead of an olav yored. Right, so he must be the one that says asham talui. V'yam Rabbi Yochanan amod Rebbe Elazar shita, maybe asham talui, but Rabbi Yochanan just said that's not true. So kach, that's a problem, because if Rabbi Yochanan is correct, then there's no Tana that could explain this, that's the author of this Brisa. This Brisa says that an Olav Yored gets an Asham Tali. But how is that? Nobody passes that way. Unless it's Rabbi Eliezer who says, for Tumas Mikdash, you have a Chadas Kavu instead of an Olav Yored. So then at least there, it's possible to think that he would get an Asham Talui in that case. But again, it is, not clear. We end up with the Kasha on Rabbi Yochanan. Okay, again, and a lot of these, details, obviously, have a lot of significance if we, in the Lumdus, the relationship between Asham Talui and the other Ashamos, right? The relationship between the Olav Yoreds within each other, the relationship between Olav Yored and the other Chatas Kavu and Chatas Olav Yored. Again, a lot of these, which we'll have to come back to, in Maseches Vachim and all the other related Masechtas, with Hashem, we will get to that. Okay, I have to stop here. Hadra L'chora Kor Mashiach, Hashem, tomorrow I'm not giving the daf, so I'll be put up from the last cycle, and Hashem will pick up the following day. Okay, we'll stop here.